It's Thursday, February 10th, AD 2022. This is The Worldview in 5 minutes, written by Jonathan Clark and heard at theworldview.com. I'm Adam McManus. Officials in Iran are forcing Christian converts to attend Islamic re-education classes. Last year, a court in Dezful dismissed charges against the Christians, ruling they only converted to a different religion and did not carry out any propaganda against other groups. However, officials with the Islamic Revolutionary Guard Corps are now ordering the converts to participate in 10 sessions with Islamic clerics to, quote, guide them back onto the right path, end quote. A report by Article 18 found that the Revolutionary Guards increased its persecution of Christians last year. The Guards carried out 12 of the 38 documented arrests or raids on Christians in Iran. A physician in the United Kingdom is appealing his suspension for offering abortion pill reversal treatment. Last year, the country's Medical Practitioners Tribunal Service suspended Dr. Dermot Kearney for offering the life-saving treatment, and the General Medical Council began an investigation of his practice. The Christian Legal Center, representing Kearney, said he has helped 32 women save their babies after they regretted taking an abortion pill. 1 Peter 3, verse 14 says, "But even if you should suffer for righteousness' sake, you are blessed. And do not be afraid of their threats, nor be troubled." Lindsay Jacob Ellis won the first gold medal for the U.S. at the 2022 Beijing Olympics yesterday in the women's snowboard cross event. Listen to the announcers go wild over her gold medal win.
Jacob Ellis through the heel edge now, pumping her way through. Could this be the gold that she's been looking for? Lindsay Jacob Ellis, she's down off the jump. Lindsay Jacob Ellis will claim the gold medal. Redemption belongs to Lindsay Jacob Ellis. Unbelievable.
Years in the making, Jacob Ellis, the American, has her first gold medal. The winningest athlete in border cross history now has a gold at the Winter Games.
The 36-year-old snowboarder ended a 5-day streak of no gold medals for the U.S. During the last 8 Winter Olympics, America won its first gold in the first day or two. Germany now leads the gold count with 5 medals, followed by Norway and Sweden with 4 golds each. The U.S. has 1 gold medal, 5 silver, and 1 bronze. Freedom-loving Canadian truck drivers told Fox News that they have no plans of stopping their protest against the country's COVID shot mandate for cross-border truckers. Listen.
I've been here for 12 days, and I plan on staying here until I get my freedom back.
Not until this is over and we get what we came here for.
Until the little guy steps down.
Wait till the very end.
Forever. I even got a mailbox on the back of the truck.
I figured it'd stay till the end after one day turned into 5.
Oh, I got here Saturday, a few weeks ago, I guess it is. And I plan on staying until it's over, but if they come to arrest us, I guess I might have to leave.
The protests in Ottawa, the capital, continue for a second week now and have even blocked traffic on the biggest border crossing between the U.S. and Canada. After GoFundMe shut down a $10 million campaign for the truckers, a campaign through Christian alternative Give, Send, Go raised over $7 million in less than a week. The Canadian Freedom Convoy has inspired other truckers to protest COVID-19 restrictions in New Zealand and the U.S. Fox News' Tucker Carlson reports that Facebook shut down a page for U.S. truckers joining the convoy to D.C. 2022.
Well, apparently, truckers in the United States are planning a convoy to Washington, D.C. A Facebook group called Convoy to D.C. 2022 gained more than 130,000 members in recent days. Now, that's effective community organizing, the kind we're told is good. It's an exercise of democracy. So, of course, Facebook had to shut it down immediately because it's a threat to the powers that be.
Someone has launched the page again, entitled Convoy to D.C. 2022 Restart Original, which has already gained 21,000 followers. Proverbs 29, verse 2 says, "When the righteous are in authority, the people rejoice. But when a wicked man rules, the people groan." Speaking of Tucker Carlson, new data from Nielsen MRI Fusion found that he is the most watched network host among Democrats in the 25 to 54 age demographic. Fox is now the first cable news network to hold the highest viewership for 20 years. Overall, Fox attracted 58% of independents and 39% of Democrats, more than MSNBC or CNN. Apparently, there's a market for balanced reporting. While federal health officials have not changed their COVID-19 restriction recommendations, Democrat-led states are themselves ready to ease up. New Jersey, Connecticut, Delaware, and Oregon announced the end of state mask mandates for schools this week. California, New York, and Rhode Island are ending their indoor mask mandates soon. Meanwhile, Republican-led states like Texas, Florida, and Arizona that have banned mask mandates have witnessed a rise in new residents who have moved there. And finally, NASA announced last week that it will retire the International Space Station by 2031. After 21 years of service, operations on the space station will wind down over the next decade. Listen to this. NASA plans to crash the football field-long Space Center into the Pacific Ocean near Point Nemo. They have determined it is the point furthest from any landmass. NASA will start using private space companies for the operations done on the International Space Station. And that's the World View in 5 minutes on this Thursday, February 10th in the year of our Lord, 2022. Subscribe by iTunes or email to our unique Christian newscast at theworldview.com or get the Generations app through Google Play or the App Store. I'm Adam McManus. Seize the day for Jesus Christ.